The life of a Christian is a race wherein he must run and hold on if he would obtain the prize. It is not enough that we run in this race by a profession of Christianity, but we must run well by living up to that profession. This is a quote coming to you from Matthew Henry. In this broadcast, we are starting our new series based on the theme, Striving for the Mastery. In this particular broadcast, we will use as our main text, 1 Corinthians 9, 24-27, which says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection." Now, as I mentioned, our new series for 2021 is based on the words found in 1 Corinthians 9:25, where Paul said, "And every man that striveth for the mastery." So our new theme for this year is going to be striving for the mastery. So our teachings will all center around that theme, striving for the mastery. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 9:25, where Paul used those words, "and every man that striveth for the mastery." Those words, "striveth for the mastery," actually in the Greek are one word. Striveth, that word striveth, literally, it's talking about competing in games or contending for a prize. But figuratively, it can refer to contending with an adversary, endeavoring to accomplish something, or striving after a particular end, or laboring fervently. Striving for the mastery. But you know, we go over to 2 Timothy 2:5 and we find Paul adding to this thought. He said, "And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully." Okay, so those words, "strive for masteries," once again, in the Greek, that's one word, and it's referring to competing in an athletic contest. And what we see here is Paul is getting a message across to us saying that every Christian is a striver. We're strivers. And the Christian life can be compared to a warfare, or us running a race, wrestling in a wrestling match, or taking a course of self-restraint, or just earnest labor and striving after a great end. But notice what Paul said here. He said, he mentioned striving for the mastery, but he said that you will not be crowned except you strive lawfully. So if you're going to strive for the mastery, you have to strive lawfully. And what he meant was every athlete that strives for that prize, for that crown, has to do it according to the rules and conditions, in conformity to the rules or complying with the laws. And so if we take it over to the Christian life, spiritually speaking, the Christian has to strive for the mastery by striving lawfully, doing everything according to the Word of God. And that's why it's so important that you study the Bible to be familiar with the rules. Because if you don't keep the rules, there is the possibility and the great danger of being disqualified. That's what happened to the athlete who did not keep the rules. He was disqualified. So as a Christian, it's important you study the Bible, find out the rules, when you're striving for the mastery, so that you keep the rules and you keep from being disqualified. But another verse, which I love this verse in Colossians 1:29, Paul said, "Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily." You see, in this verse, there are two parts. There's your part, and then there's God's part. Okay, he talked about striving. He's talking once again about that struggle like an athlete, or competing in a contest, or agonizing, taking pains, taxing all your energies to accomplish something. This is your part. You have to labor with zeal and earnestness, with great diligence, and contend with many difficulties. There's no room for half-heartedness here. So you have your part in striving, but then God has his part, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. It's not by your own strength that you're going to strive for the mastery here. No, it's going to be in reliance upon the power of God, that God has energy at work here. He will give you his influence, his divine influence, where you will be divinely sustained, divinely enabled to have diligence, industry, success in what you're doing. The preacher's New Testament commentary said this: Christ within us is a life and a power. If we conquer the flesh and give ourselves entirely up to him, he will work mightily. Oh, I like what was said here. Conquering the flesh. That's what we have to do. Conquer your flesh and give yourself entirely up to Jesus, and he will do the rest. He will work mightily in you. Okay, now when I read the text, I started off with 1 Corinthians 9:24. So in striving for the mastery, we are in a race. Paul said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race, run all, but one receives the prize. So run that ye may obtain." Run in a race. This is applied to two things. It could be just generally applied to our course of Christian obedience. Okay, we are in a race, and this is our course to run of Christian obedience. But it could also apply to the minister who has a course of service to the Lord. Now, Paul used this figure of the race. He used it often. Times it was a favorite figure of his. It was drawn from the foot races of the Isthmian Games, common throughout the Roman Empire. And he said, "Know ye not that they would run in a race?" But there, you cannot just run any which way. There is a way to run this race. And in Galatians 5:7, Paul implies that when he said to the Galatians, "Ye did run well." Now notice he used the past tense. And he said, "You did run well." Now you do not want this to be your testimony. That, oh, 10 years ago, you ran well, but now you're not doing so well. No, you're supposed to run well now in striving for the mastery, in running your race. You must run well. That means that you're to run it with your race with vehemence and vigor. You're to be having this continual pressing forward, forward advancement, making hopeful progress in the truth. That's what it means to run well. And we are to do that in running this race. Not only that, but 1 Corinthians 9:24, Paul said, "So run that ye may obtain." You're not only to run well, but you're to run that you may obtain. And what's implied here is that you're to exercise self-control, self-denial, and love with regard to others. But You're to be as earnest to make heaven your home as that runner is to win the race. When you see that man running in a race, he's running to win. And that's how you should be in making heaven your home. You run that you may obtain. Not only that, but Paul went on to say in 1 Corinthians 9:26, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. Okay? You're to run with all your might in an effort to obtain the prize. You're to exert yourself to the utmost, but not as uncertainly, not aimlessly, where you have no fixed goal. You're to look straight to the goal, run straight toward it, keep it in view, keep your eye fixed on it. Know at what you're aiming. Keep that crown and that goal in view, because oftentimes among Christians, they have very little aim or object in view. They have no plan and their efforts are wasted. You must keep the goal ahead of you. Keep it in view. Run, not as uncertainly. And then also, Paul said, lastly, in Hebrews 12:1, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Patience is very important when you're running your race. You have to run with steadfast perseverance, with a patient continuance and endurance. You must persevere to the end without giving out or fainting in the way, or growing weary and then loitering by the way. Patience is important. I know sometimes it has a negative connotation because you think, I'm not praying for patience. But patience is important in running this race. Patience makes you absolutely subject to God's will. And it causes you to be constant to the end under your sufferings. Matthew Henry said this, faith and patience are the conquering graces and therefore must be always cultivated and kept in lively exercise. I like how he said that. Faith and patience are conquering graces. It's through faith and patience you conquer anything that comes in your way. And of course, in Philippians 2:16, as you're running this race, you're striving for the mastery, you hold forth the word of life. That is so important. You hold forth the word of life, that life-giving word. Holding forth, you could say it this way, holding out the word of God. Holding it out as to indicate, this is what I go by. Or hold it out so as to follow it. But it also can mean hold fast the word of God. Cling to it. Hold fast to the word of God. Okay, so we're talking about striving for the mastery. But I want to tell you that it's not always going to be easy. You're going to run into problems along the way. So we want to talk about that. The first thing you want to watch out for are hindrances. Galatians 5:7, Paul said, who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? So as you're striving for the mastery, you're running your race. Watch out for hindrances. Watch for those to come across your course to throw you out of the way, or to stop your running by turning you from the truth, or to throw a block in your way, or to try to trip you up. Watch for people doing that. Watch for religious seducers or some kind of alien influence, worldly influence, or a perversion or modification of the truth. Somebody coming along and giving you a perversion or a modification of the truth and you buy it. You just bite into it. And this will make you disobey the truth that you formerly owned and professed. And then watch out for the hindrances. Don't just watch out for them. Throw them off. In Hebrews 12:1, Paul said, lay aside every weight. That word weight is hindrance. Lay aside, put it off, cast away every hindrance, everything that hinders, all the impediments, every encumbrance that handicaps you, that obstructs your progress, every obstacle to your progress. And some examples of those hindrances would be the fear of man or the cares of this life, doubt, pride, sloth, worldliness, a violent temper, corrupt imagination, improper and unholy attachments, or an inordinate care for this present life. Now, besides watching out for hindrances, throwing them off, then another thing you must do is exercise self-control. As you're striving for the mastery, it's important that you exercise self-control. You must do this in order to win your race. 1 Corinthians 9:25, Paul said, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. You must exercise self-denial, self-restraint to an almost incredible degree. I know we don't like to hear this, but if you're striving for the mastery and you want to win your race and make it to the end, you must exercise self-denial, self-restraint, control yourself in all things, abstain from every tendency that would render you, your body, weak. Don't indulge yourself in any way. And Paul put it this way. He said, but I keep under my body, in 1 Corinthians 9:27, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. He considered his body like an enemy that he mortified by all kinds of self-denial. He made all kinds of means to subdue any kind of corrupt or carnal inclinations, any kind of means to restrain inclinations. And he brought his body, his flesh, into subjection to his spirit and to God's spirit. He gained the mastery over all evil inclinations. He obtained victory over corrupt passions and propensities. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 9:25. This is where we got the theme for this year. And every man that striveth for the mastery. And included in this theme is striving to win in a contest. That's what you're doing. You're striving to win. You're pursuing a course of self-control. You're submitting to many inconveniences and sacrificing anything that stands in the way. Striving for the mastery. The Holy Spirit is saying to the church today, it's time to go higher in God. It's time to go higher. It's time to advance. It's time to go forward. It's time to move ahead in truth, grow in truth. And what I say in response is, let's do it. Let's do it. Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of the theme, Striving for the Mastery. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that you will walk in the truth every day of your life. In Jesus' name. Amen.